on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about routines. Are you searching for your keys in the morning because you forgot where you put them? Do you easily get overwhelmed or feel mentally fuzzy? Have you shown up at work dressed casually, forgetting you had an important meeting? Let's clear some clutter with routines as we begin our month focusing on summertime.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
Routines build good habits, increase our efficiency by getting more done in less time, and can reduce clutter by easing your mind and reducing your stress. They help us focus to get the important things done. You save time if you do things regularly instead of letting everything pile up. Here's a fun statistic. TodayU.gov found that most of us take less than half an hour to get ready in the morning. 38% of women and 21% of men spend longer than a half an hour. That amounts to 7.6 days spent preening each year. The 4% of women and 1% of men who take longer than 1 hour getting ready spend more than 15 days a year in preparing to leave the house. And if you can't find things, you're spending even more time to get out of the house in the morning. How about you? How much time do you take to do your morning beauty routine? Could you establish some other routines if you needed to take that much time to look your best? If you haven't had routines, now is a great time to start. If you have kids, even better. You will be prepared in the fall when school starts. Morning routines. Here are some suggestions to start your day the right way. Before I've hopped out of bed, I set my intention for the day. I visualize what a great day I'm going to have. Time your showers. I can get lost in the shower because I'll daydream. Time it so you don't slow down getting out the door. Eat a good breakfast. Many people skip, and that can cause lots of bad habits like eating too much at lunch or eating too much junk food for snacks. I mentioned that stat at the beginning of the episode, so I suggest having a daily makeup routine and consider simplifying. Maybe it does take someone an hour to get ready, or maybe they can't find their makeup in the morning. My day makeup is really basic. I have all my makeup in a small cosmetic bag that I can use in my bathroom, the downstairs bathroom, or take with me. I keep all my makeup together and always return it to the same place so I know where it is each morning. If you're really busy, consider a hairstyle that takes less time to maintain. If you're having to spend an hour on your hair in the morning and you're always late, this might be helpful. And it's fun to change your look. Double check the weather. You don't want to leave the house without an umbrella if there is a forecast for rain. Do not check emails. Most likely, you'll end up reading them twice. If you are checking in bed, you most likely can't do anything about it and will do it when you get to the office or at your computer. If you have time, do some dinner prep now because it will save you time and after a long day of work might be worth it. Evening routines. Review your schedule and plan for the next day. If you know you have an important meeting at work, you won't show up in jeans. Remember to check the weather when planning your outfit and make sure you have an umbrella or rain jacket if necessary. Lay out your outfit and accessories for the next day. Some people also like to plan their outfits for the week. I once had a job where another professional organizer had worked before me. The client had shared with me that on the first day of work, the professional organizer showed up with two different colored shoes. She'd lost confidence in her and ended up hiring me. Now, you might not lose a job because you have two different colored shoes on, but you just never know what's going to happen and who you're going to meet. Now, as you're laying out your outfit, make sure that you have an area to put out everything that you need to get out of the door quickly. This could include your purse, an umbrella, your wallet, your keys, anything of that nature, put it in the exact same place. I always suggest as soon as you walk in the door, have an area to put it in, and then in the morning, you'll know exactly where everything is. Pack your lunch and snacks. I have an area in our pantry just for snacks. When I'm in bed, I practice some form of mindfulness every evening. Meditation, gratitude, and a review of my day of where I could have improved. It's been my experience, and with many people I have talked to, when you have a regular mindfulness practice, this supports you in releasing clutter in all areas of your life. Set an alarm to ensure you won't oversleep. If I have something really important, I also set up a backup alarm. This is one of those habits people say, yeah, I know, but often don't do.
Do you prefer to do it yourself? Motivated to release clutter and finally get organized, but need some guidance? Do you have an idea of how to organize and declutter, but know a game plan would support you in achieving your goals? Our do-it-yourself organizing your space and decluttering plan, Julie creates a customized step-by-step roadmap for you to organize your home and release clutter in all areas of your life. Find out more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Weekend routines. I have found that having some routines for the weekend really benefit me. Because I work from home, I also try to do some of these errands during the week when the stores are less crowded. Take the time to plan your errands and route efficiently. There's a Kroger's next to my gym, so I plan a Kroger run to coincide one of the days I'm at the gym. This also helps motivate me. If I need something at Kroger's, I might as well go to the gym. Regular chores such as raking leaves, checking the air in your tires, or house cleaning can also be part of your weekend routine. If you do it at the same time and day, that's great. Studies have found when you do this, you tend to finish them more quickly. If you haven't cleared clutter, put things back in their home, and organized during the week, plan to do it on the weekend. You didn't think I was going to forget that, did you? Make this a habit and you won't get overwhelmed with clutter and disorganization. Review and plan your upcoming week. Also do this with your spouse and or children's schedule. If both of you have late meetings, you might need to ask a friend to take your child home from soccer practice. If you take the time to check, you're most likely not going to miss anything. I'm a fan of doing meal prep for the week. This might include chopping up veggies, preparing spices, or making snacks. Anything that will save me time during the week. If I do this, I'm more likely to eat healthier and not rely on takeout. Finally, make sure you get some you time. With our busy lives, it's important to disconnect and take time for ourselves and do something that relaxes us, is fun, or brings us joy. Takeaways from today's podcast. Establish a morning routine including visualizing your day, checking the weather, eating a good breakfast, and avoid checking emails. Also create evening routines including reviewing the next day, planning your outfit, preparing your lunch and snacks, and setting the alarm. Make sure you get some you time. With our busy lives, it is important to disconnect and take time for ourselves and do something that relaxes us, is fun, or brings us joy. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, so what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.